Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
According to experts, if you want to get a good night's sleep when it's quite hot and sticky, here's what you need to do. And I read this and I was like, what? No chance. But apparently, according to sleep experts, this is what you need to do. You know your pillow?
I know.
What you need to do is take your pillow off your bed, you take it downstairs, into the kitchen, you put it in the fridge.
Pardon?
You put your pillow in the fridge for an hour before you go to bed. You make sure you take it back out the fridge, and then you go upstairs, and that will help you sleep when it's really warm outside.
I have got a million condiments in my fridge.
Yes.
What am I meant to do with them? Pillow's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, pillow is. Yeah, it's quite big. Yeah, yeah. I don't have room in my fridge because it's full of pies and stuff in there. But do you think that would work?
I think I love that idea.
I like it. It's nothing better than when you turn over your pillow in the middle of the night to the cool side.
Oh, the cool side.
The cool side is awesome, isn't it?
The cool side of the pillow.
Yeah. Oh. But I don't think that would work. I mean, one, who's got room in their fridge? And two, it's going to be frozen, isn't it, by the time you go upstairs with it?
I've read top tips about putting your pants in the fridge.
Stop the show a second. What?
I've read top tips. Maybe it was in Viz.
Sounds like the kind of thing that you'd probably get in Viz.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing that you could do is do what I do, just drink a bottle of red wine at night, and you'll be asleep before you leave the couch.
You won't even notice the heat.
That's right, always drink responsibly,
yes,
obviously. Mm. But, yeah, there you go. I wondered if anybody's got any other tips for how to sleep at night when it's so sticky and hot.
Don't let your child into your bed would be my first.
Keep
your children in the fridge before you...
I don't think that would be advised, no. Because you're staying with friends at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, and George is sleeping with
George me. George is sharing with you. And he's only five, but he's like a little blanket, a little electric blanket.
And you know what? I don't know if other parents listening have the same problem, but this like first half an hour of getting into bed with your little boy or girl, it's lovely. You know, a bit of a cuddle. And then after half an hour, you're like, yeah, leave me!
Yeah.
Just leave it. He's like a starfish. You know what I mean?
They just lie right in the middle of the bed, don't they? Any other tips for how to get yourself a good night's sleep when it's really hot and you can't get to sleep in the first place? It's just annoying, isn't it? We were talking about putting your pants in the fridge, and Wendy has texted us saying Marilyn Monroe used to put her pants in the freezer. Fact.
See, there you go.
Wendy. Is that why she was always standing on top of those hot air vents? trying to defrost her pants. Is that what she was doing? That's okay, I'll take that, Wendy. Thank you. Paul from Rosyth says, I sleep with ice on my feet when it's really hot. Always gets me to sleep. Yeah, but that ice is going to melt, isn't it?
Well, the logistics of that are a bit odd, but I'm thinking maybe it's ice packs. You know, the ones that you put in cool bags. So or like,
I know what you mean. Or maybe like a bag of frozen peas or something.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah,
but you're going to risk giving yourself some chilblains there, aren't you?
Yeah.
And Ryan Mercer says, a good session under the sheets with your other half puts you asleep afterwards. Ha ha. Ling can come round the night if she's free.
I'm not.
And apparently, this is another text, you can buy something called a chillo.
Why?
Well, a chillo is obviously a chilly pillow, right?
Well done, B.
It's amazing and saves you trying to put your actual pillow in the fridge, it says. Well, I'm going to look that. I'm going to Google that.
We need to find out more about this.
Find out what it is.